Envy selected excerpts from the sources, excerpt number one from Bala Sulam.
It
is the nature of the fire of envy to be general, encompassing all times and the whole of reality. This is because it is the conduct of envy. If one had not seen the object in one's friend's possession, the desire for it would not have awakened in one at all. You find that the sensation of absence is not for what one does not have, but for what one's friends have, who are the entire progeny of Adam and Eve throughout the generations. Thus, this force is unlimited, and therefore it is fit for its sublime and elated role. Excerpt number 2, Bala Sulam writes, the will to receive in the animate, which lacks the sensation of others, can only generate needs and desires to the extent that they are imprinted in that creature alone. But man, who can feel others too, becomes needy of everything that others have too, and is thus filled with envy to acquire everything that others have. If he has 100, he wants 200. And so his needs forever multiply until he wishes to devour all that there is in the whole world.
Did you find something there?
Yes, quote number 13, Rabash writes, in quote 13, the author of the book Reshit Chochma, in the Gate of Humbleness, brings an allegory. There is a story about one who was greedy, meaning that he coveted everything he saw, and one who was jealous, who was always jealous of what others had, even though he did not need this thing. But why did the other one have it? They were walking together. The king met them along the way and said to them, one of you will ask me for something and I will give it to him, but then I will give the other one twice as much as I have given the first one. The greedy one wanted both parts, so he did not want to ask first. The other one also did not want to ask first because he would be jealous of the other if he received twice what he was given. In the end, the greedy persuaded the jealous to ask first. What did the jealous one ask for do? He requested that one of his own eyes would be poked out, so the other one would receive twice as much, and both his eyes would be poked out. This is the difference between envy and lust.
Citut mispar shalosh, kotev Rabash.
Quote number 3, Rabash writes, a person has qualities that his parents bequeathed to their children, and he has qualities that he acquired from the society, which is in new possession, and this comes to him only through bonding with the society. And the envy that he feels towards the friends, when he sees that they have better qualities than his own, it motivates him to acquire their good qualities, which he doesn't have, and of which he is jealous. Thus, through the society, he gains new qualities that he adopts by seeing that they are at a higher degree than his, and he is envious of them. This is the reason why now he can be greater than when he didn't have a society, since he acquires new powers through the society.
Again,